This is Matins with Khanya Ditabe and Colin York.
Nadine, Pile, Freida, Hans, Khan, Frey, hey, too.
Good morning, Khanya.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Well, it's in Johannesburg, a little warm after lots of rain yesterday. In fact, a bit of storm.
Okay. And it's very cloudy here today, so we're still expecting the rain.
When last did it rain?
Well, it did not rain yesterday, so I think last week was the last time it rained.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, well, here we are, Nadine, talking today about psychological and emotional effects of aging. At what age does that actually start to matter?
Oh, I think it's different for different people. Because I think that, you know, aging affects people differently. And so I think once we realize that, oh my word, I can't do the things, my body can't take what it used to take when I was 20, you know, and you start to realize, the aging is taking its toll. Definitely then.
Definitely then it starts, yes. So what do you mean actually when you say aging?
I think this is, you know, as the body gets older, as the body matures, as we move into the next developmental stage that a human goes through. You know, we're moving constantly through stages, and we are talking about, you know, when we experience these physical changes, we also experience changes in all other facets of our lives, you know, emotionally and socially as well. I think aging, we start to notice difference in all aspects of our lives. And there's crucial issues that one has to deal with as they get older. And I think that, you know, I often feel that sometimes we start this war with ourselves because we start to realize, for example, physically I cannot do the things I used to do, and I think, you know, quite early in life, what you call quite early in life, when you see that people in their 30s start to say that, oh my word, I can't believe that I did this in my 20s because right now I just cannot do it, you know, I can't go out all night and party and be fine the next morning, you find that people already start to realize my body is getting older. And, you know, that even, you know, you're maturing in a way, your mind is maturing as well and your thinking. And so you just find that things are different, and you find that when you're moving into the next, when you're moving into your 40s, when you're moving into your 50s, things are different for you, and especially when we move into late adulthood, and so I feel that, you know, there's a lot of emotional effects as well on a person there.
Okay, and I suppose then it depends also on whether one is raising a family, whether one is single, married, and that sort of a thing.
Yes, that definitely does play a role, you know. And I think that how we face it as well plays a role. And you find that, you know, when one is raising a family, and they've got children and they've got a spouse, and as they move into late adulthood, they find that they've got now grandchildren, and their families have expanded and they're surrounded by people, which is different to someone maybe that has never been married and maybe has had a very small social circle and they tend to also have to deal with this. I think aging comes with dealing with this thing of loneliness as well. And, you know, we all need time to be alone. But when you are alone, not of your own will, when you just have nobody around you, it has a great emotional effect on a person.
So we're talking the psychological and emotional effects of aging. And Nadine, I think you have mentioned some of them, the effects, especially the emotional effects. Tell us more.
So, Kanya, I think that, you know, something that also affects us emotionally and which is very linked to physical is that as we get older, so does our memory is not as good as it used to be. And I talk to a lot of people who are so frustrated about the fact that their memory is not as good. And I think that this can tend to have a really, you know, if a person cannot accept that some of the things come with aging. I know a lot of people want to fight against the things that come with aging because you start to almost feel, I don't know, less or a bit useless at times, you know. And so the memory part of it, the forgetfulness, is a part of this aging process as well. And I find that sometimes it affects women as they get older worse and not always in late adulthood. And you find that this can be really frustrating for a person because they tend to forget things. They feel that their memory is not as good as it used to be.
So then they start worrying, how come I don't remember things?
Exactly. They start worrying. And one other thing that we can speak of is that, you know, as you get older, you have to also deal with bereavement and you have to deal with loss. And when I think about as you get older and the loss that you have to deal with, yes, you have to perhaps face death of a spouse, death of your loved ones. But there's other losses as well. A very close colleague of mine retired recently, and she was so emotional about her retirement, you know, because almost, you know, it almost questions a person's sense of purpose, you know. And so this too can feel like a loss. And this too can also bring about loneliness. And this retirement also, I guess, forces one to have to accept that I am old, getting old now. I am, you know, I have to stop working now. And I guess that brings up a lot of questions in one's mind.
Sure. And, yeah, so is there any joy? What are, in other words, how can one then look at aging in a joyous way?
You know, the first step is to, I always believe that, you know, when we are grateful for our bodies and we are grateful for ourselves, and we appreciate the processes of our life. And I think that, it does not start when you are old, but it starts as you are getting older. And so when we start to learn from a young stage in our lives to appreciate our bodies, therefore appreciating our lives, we find that we tend to age gracefully. Not that, you know, you're not going to have the aches and pains and you're not going to have all those things that come with aging, but the fact that you're going to be able to accept that this is a process of life.
Yes.
And I always say how beautiful are our older generation because they are filled with wisdom. They are filled with experiences. They are filled with stories. One of the most beautiful stages. To be in because they are filled with so much, and we as society need to appreciate our older people.
So looking at it positively, you know, like that, that's then the another way of being joyful about it.
Yes, and being joyful and being appreciative of it, and I think that to age gracefully and to be joyful in your aging, look after yourself, look after your body. Okay, you know, have your health checkups. exercise. They are exercise for all age groups now. You know, stay social. Stay in social circles. You know, attend your book clubs or attend your meetings or attend dinners or attend whatever it is. But have a social circle. And I think that when you continue to do things, no matter how old you are, you know, you find that joy in life. And your body physically is amazing. I know there are some people that are even in their 60s and 70s and are so fit and able to do so many things. And to not let it define you, but to work within where you are in your life and find that contentment, I think that will bring joy.
And that's Nadine Pile, and we're talking psychological and emotional effects of aging. Nadine, I think we leave it at that, or is there anything else?
That's about it. I just feel that we take aging as it comes, and aging is a process, and I think it just says to us, you know what, I've lived another day, and to be grateful to get to a good age and to see life. And so it's not pretty. it's not pretty. There's tough times as one gets older to deal with all the physical effects and to deal with the emotions, which also become more complex. I think we need to realize that. But this is life, and we all want to age, actually, because we want to live out our lives. And that's about it from me, Kanya.
And that's Nadine Pile. Get in touch with her, nadinepile@rocketmail.com, or find her on Facebook, Nadine Pile, or Nadine Pile, Holistic Options for People's Empowerment. Thank you very much, Nadine. We speak again next Friday.
Thanks, Kanya. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Matins with Khanya Ditabe and Colin York.